Today, dear friends, is the first Sunday of Advent. This day officially marks the beginning of a new liturgical year. And this particular liturgical year is called Year C. We have Year A, Year B, and Year C. So we finished Year C, Year B yesterday, and we are beginning a new Year C. During this season of Advent, we prepare to celebrate the coming of Christ in flesh through the Blessed Virgin Mary. This holy season also reminds us of the second coming of Christ when he will come to judge the living and the dead. To be ready for the coming of our Savior, whether in celebrating his birth at Christmas or his coming at the end of our own earthly lives, or at the end of the world, we need to heed to Christ's warning in our gospel passage today. Jesus tells us, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that they catch you by surprise like a trap." In this text, Jesus identifies two end-time temptations that we need to deal with. They are one, distractions, and number two, anxieties. In my opinion, there has never been any time in human history when the world is plagued with such numerous distractions and anxieties like the world we live in today. Life in the 21st century is full of distractions. The advent of technology has been a big challenge to the interior life of faith. We are distracted every day by cable TV, internet, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, smartphones, computer games, gambling, shopping, entertainment, and advertisement. We are also faced with so many events in our world and society that brings a lot of anxiety to us. Like every day in the news, we hear about terrorism around the world and mass shooting here in the United States. Some of us are already having high blood pressure because of the political situation in our country and the clergy sexual scandal in the church. During this first week of Advent, the Lord wants us to do two things. I said at the beginning that an Advent is a special season of grace where we make another big step in our relationship with Jesus. And so during this first week, we have 4 or 5 weeks of Advent, 4 weeks and then the Christmas week. And so this first week, I think the Lord wants us to do two things. One, to write a list of everything that the person our own distractions. And it is good that we make a list of those distractions and look at them. And then number two, surrender all your distractions and anxieties to him in prayer. I would suggest that you visit the church in your most convenient time during the week and do this prayer. I remember in scripture when Hannah, the mother of Samuel, was looking for a baby, she went to the house of God and spoke to God about her challenge, about her desires. And so bring all these anxieties and all these distractions to the Lord and come with that list and surrender them to the Lord and tell the Lord to take these distractions and anxieties. I want to focus on you. It's very important. I really think we should take this exercise very seriously because by drowsiness and distraction, people miss the most important event in human history. Remember the apostles, they were sleepy and Jesus said, "Watch with me." and those bandits came and arrested Jesus. Even at his crucifixion, people were not paying attention. At his resurrection, people were not paying attention. So it could happen to us. So people miss out the most important event in human history. You and I may miss out if we don't act now. The devil is not picky. He wants to distract you, he wants to distract me. He wants us to miss out. Today, we hear Jesus' warning, do not become drowsy. That's our task. Do not miss out. Do this exercise and step back from constant distraction. And I encourage us to take the example of the psalmist today who says, for you, O Lord, I wait all day long.